above, the eight sukkim that aren't with the vav, that represent Hanukkah. But the Yisrael is to be able to see that vav. We spoke at times that the inyan of the vav is a vav achibor. To understand how everything works in this world, it's Yisrael, Vayirais, Vavakutsh, Barich, Uchadu. Vav can be spelled three different ways. Vav can be spelled Vav Vav. Vav could be spelled Vav Aleph Vav. Or Vav Yud Vav. Vav Vav is Yud Vav. It's 12. It's Yud Vav Shvatim. It's Klal Yisrael. Vav Aleph Vav is Yud Gimel, Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Vav Yud Vav is the Chof Beis Oasis of the Torah. That's Vav Vav Vav. That's the Chibur. And as we're saying, the entire is Kulay Vav. Yavon, it's interesting, is like a Vav Vav Vav. Just the Yud is a little smaller and the Nun is a little larger. And that's exactly the whole mistake of Yavon. The wrong emphasis. He's focusing on the Chitzonius and not on the Pnimius, on the Guf and not on the Ruach. And it's a big arichas, but it's not for now. But the Nakuda is that Yavon is misalik and shares that musig of understanding Vav 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 Yisrael by Raisha Vakutsha Brichu Chadu. Someone that goes beyond the Yavon, which is Gematria 66, he's able to get to Bina 67. You may Bina, and to see, like we said, you see beyond, you see the eight psukim that aren't Vav, beyond in the parasha. Oh, but to the parasha alein, Vayeshev, Vikesh, Yaakov, Leshev, Bishalva, Kovetzol of Rubzashi Yosef, Be'emet, Yaakov had many tzoris with Yosef, Bina, Esav, and Lavan. The second letter of Esav, Bina, Esav, and Lavan, of Yosef, Bina, Esav, and Lavan is Vayeshev. Now the Chassam Sofer writes, Vikesh Yankov Leishev Bishal V'Kofetzal V'Rukzash Yosef. The Chassam Sofer explains that Be'emet, the Ramban writes many times that Sefer Bereishis is Maisa Ovois Sinonim, and everything that happens to the Ovois is representative of what's going to happen to Osid. And Be'emet, after Yaakov fights with the Sori Shel Esav Utzilei Al Yerechai the MS that already processes through the entire process of the entire Golas. What's supposed to happen after that? We get to the Olam of Tchias HaMesim, of Olam Haba, of the Otid. The Olam comes out Tikunot. After it's Vayyovik Yishima Adalai Sashachar. So Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, he's doing the promo of Maisa of the Sinner Magonim. So he was Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva. That's what's supposed to happen next. Kofatz Olav Rugzai Shel Yosef. The real show starts. The process of the Maisa Ovesim and Lebonim ended. Now comes the real story. This that Avram already went down to Mitzrayim represents the Yidden going down to Mitzrayim and all of that. So Yaakov, after he went through that entire process, he's coming back. Now it's supposed to be Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva. Now starts the real story. Kofatz Olav Rugzai Shel Yosef. The beginning of Yosef is really the start of the process of the Sin and Lebonim. Although the truth is, we're going to speak in the coming of parashas of Yosef, Ben Shmoyz, you see that Yosef is a little bit of an Av also. They had, Yosef was supposed to have Yud Beis Shvatim, the Gemara says, in 2 days ago, Zaf. Yosef was supposed to have 12 Shvatim, though 10 Tipois came out of his Etzbois, but he was supposed to be an Av. He's a shtickle of an Av. He has Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim. Mishom Roya Even Yisrael is Av. Yosef is a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But that's the process now that Yosef is now Kovetzol of Rukzash Yosef is starting the process. There's a different shot though. The Chayzim Leblin said Bikesh Yankov Leishev B'Shalva of Rukzash Yosef. You have to understand Yaakov for sure is Nigzar to go down to Mitzrayim. That's what's supposed to happen. He's supposed to have the Gezerah now. Now how is it going to be? He's sitting here in Eretz Canaan. How is he going to get into Mitzrayim? And the Abraham was going to that Arba Me'ah Shana. So the way it's supposed to happen is, I guess the Mitzrayim are supposed to come, put on him Shal Shaloi Shal Barzel, and grab him and bring him to Mitzrayim. That's how is he going to get there otherwise? What's going to bring him to? What's going to be a cause to go to Mitzrayim? Of Rebikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. He wanted to be B'Shalva. He didn't want to go down there with Shal Shaloi Shal Barzel. He was Mavakesh Leishev B'Shalva. So the Eid Koyfetzol of Rugzai Shal Yosef and started the process that through Yosef, he's eventually going to want to go down to see Yosef. He's going down to Mitzrayim. It was fakir. It was to prevent. That's the shalvadik way of going down. As opposed to going down, they're being forced. Yosef ben Shvas Reishono Yeroyes Echav Batzoin. Yosef was 17. It's interesting that the Gemara that Binyamin gave the 10 sons of his, all the name that represent Yosef, and one of the sons of Binyamin was Chupim. And the Targum Yonasan on that pasuk in Parshas Vayigash by Chupim says, why do we call him Chupim? Because he was Bartimnesar Because Binyamin is saying he was 18 when he left me and he was roi for a chuppah. That's what it means, the name of his son chuppim. Mishum shekad have a Yosef bar tim neisa rei l'chuppah. And it's a pella. The pasuk says mefurish Yosef ben shvas rei shana. And the Targum Edison is saying he was 18. There's many truths to this, but I was thinking maybe it's even hapshat. The Rambam passes that Hilchos Ishes Perek Tezvav that a person is supposed to do kedushin at the age of 17. Right? Loi toiv heyoisa adam levadi. Toiv is 17. At 17, the Mishnah says ben shmoyne lechuppah. Well, the Mefarshim ask. So there's a pshat that it means you should do kedushin at 17. In those days, it was a year apart. So the Rambam is saying do kedushin at 17, so you'll get to the chup at 18. But there is a pshat that when it says ben shmoyne lechuppah, it means on your 17th birthday, you're entering your 18th year, and that's what the Mishnah means. That's what the Rambam is paskening. The Rambam is paskening ben shmoyne esrei lechuppah. Yeah, on your 17th birthday. According to that, ben shesrei lemitzvus would mean 12. Okay, that we don't paskin like. We don't paskin like that. Tana benegay that part. But more than all the other things in the Mishnah, ben shishim l'sheva l'zikna. It doesn't mean 60 or 70. It means 59 or 69. But al kapanim, this would be a big smach to this yisoid that it says in the pasuk ben shvas reishana. The Targum Yonasan says he was 18. Yeah, v'roy l'chuppah. He was 17, so he had been 17th birthday, because that means he's entering his 18th year, because when you have your first birthday, I mean, you were already living for a year, you're entering your second year, and just continuing on like that. So when your 17th birthday, you're entering your 18th year. That's what it means, how it stems, ben shmoyne esrei l'chuppah. Vayove Yosef esti bosom ra el avihem. Zok Rashi, that they were eating Abram and Achai, and they were being mezul, and the b'nei ha-shvachos to call them avodim, and they were chashudim alo arayos, and therefore Yosef was punished, mida keneged mida, on this diba, on the Abram and Achai, vayishchatus irizim, on the fact that avodim, it was le'eved nimkar, and on the inyan of arayos was vatisha eshes adoinov. Azayzok Rashi. Now, there's the famous Prashas Drachim, which we spoke about every week. The Prashas Drachim is a shiloh, whether the obvious, we know it says in the Gemara Numa, that chofches, Avram avinu kaim kol terakula. Gemara in the Kedushin, the Gemara Numa. The Chakira is, Avada, they kept the Torah. It was in India that they kept the Torah. But did they have a din of a Ben Noyach? Or did they have a din of a Yisrael? Or did they have a din of a Ben Noyach or a din of a Yisrael? The Prashas Drachim boys that it's a Machalikas Achroinim, and he brings a lot of questions to this. He continues this and then explains that not only is it a Machalikas Achroinim, it's a Machalikas Rishonim. And then he builds the shtickle on, he finds Gemaras about it. And in the end, as he builds his masterpiece of the shtickle, he says it's a Machalikas Yosef and the brothers. This Vikuach, this Shiloh, which he boys, is a machlokes Yosef and the brothers. That's you do it, the kashtikal of the Prashas Drachim. We'll touch just on one or two nekudas here. Lamashal, there was a vikuach. Yosef is being made to diba that the Avram and Achai. Were they? It's a machlokes. Yosef holds that they have a din of a Ben Noyach. And the other Shvatim hold they have a din of a Yisrael. And what was happening is that we mefarcheses, a Yisrael, by Shchita, the minute you shech the two simonim, or the one simon by Oif, the shnei simonim by Behema, Rav simonim, it's shochut. The behemoth could be alive. Mefarcheses. But that's already mutter. Another thing is ben pekul. When you shech the behemoth and the inside there's a behemoth, another, the vlad that comes out, it can be alive and live another 3 years later. There's no tzarech v'shchit nishchat. It was already nishchat agav imoy. It's called shochut a ben pekul for Yisrael. So the shvatim were eating those sort of animals. They were eating mefarcheses. They were eating ben pekul. Yosef holds that he had a din of ben noyach. So Yosef is being mighty divided. The sheet is that it's a Ben Noyach. Ben Noyach doesn't have that heter. Hagam, it's interesting. It's mefurish in the Gemara in Chulin that even a Ben Noyach is to rely on mefarcheses when you shech the kosher animal. The whole thing that a Ben Noyach is not allowed to eat mefarcheses is if he shechs a chazer, a non-kosher animal. But on a kosher animal, migu that it's mefarcheses is kosher for a yid, avad it's kosher for a goy. Of a beseder, of a Yosef l'shitasi, there are no yidin. There's only Bnei Noyach. So you don't have that migu either. I'm assuming they're eating it. Sure, not a chazer, but. Even though b'kahayoyim a ben noyach is alayim mefarcheses of shor, migul is kuli yisrael uskashlu le ben noyach. But in those days there was no yisrael, so there's no migul de uskashlu. Who then he says they were calling the bnei hashvachas avodim, the shvatim they have a din of yisrael, so they look down on the bnei hashvachas that they're of a lower level of a yosef l'shitosai that they're all bnei noyach anyway, so it's not a chiluk of madregas in a case system. It doesn't count. It was part of the vikuach. The Shlo brings a different shot that the Shvatim actually had created a behemoth with Sefer Ayitzira, and he says such a behemoth doesn't need Shechita, and that was the Vikuach. The Yisrael Ohad es Yosef, Kiven Zikunim Huloi. Ben Zakunim, Dr. Balaturim, is Gematria Roz. Ben is Gematria Roz. Because he was Moisar him the Rozei HaTorah. Yaakov Yisrael gave over to Yosef the Rozei HaTorah. Ben Zakunim is Gematria Roz. It's also Gematria Oyer. Oyer is Roz. And it's interesting, that's also Zer. You know, the Mizbeach, the Shulchan, Mizbeach HaZohav, the Shulchan, and the Orin had a Zer Zohav Saviv. The Menorah didn't have a Zer Zohav Saviv. It did. It had the Oyer. That's the Zer of the Menorah. That's the Roz of the Menorah. That's Perish of Alpeh, which is what Yisrael was giving over to Yosef over here. Another chat about the Turim rings is that Ben Zakunim, Zakunim is Rosh HaTevis, Zroyim, Kochim, Noshim, Yeshuas, Moit. All the different Sidrei of Mishnayis. Yeshuas is Nezikin. What about Taras? So someone wanted to say that it's Zakunim, it says it, there's no Vav, but it's Kilo, it says Zakvav. The Vav is Vodas. V'hoyechoyis in Yeshuas, Chachma, Vodas. Vodas is Taras. So the Vav of Vodas is Mahalten. But I heard once of Shata, no, that he didn't teach him Taras. He was up to Egel Aruf, which is Sugi and Saita, but they learned in a brisk. It's a Kachim to Kasugi. That's what they were up to, because he, 22 years later, he's, okay, three cycles of Daf Yomi. Later, he's holding Vayikra in the same Sugi of Egel Aruf. That's the Ben Zakunim. Vayiru Echav, ki oisei ohav aviyem mikol Echav. Vayisnu oisei. Zot temesh hachachma. They saw that he loves, that Yaakov loves Yosef more than all the brothers. Mikol Echav, zot temesh hachachma, afilu ben Yomin. Because if Yaakov would have been Marif Ahava to Yosef and Binyamin B'shoveh more than the other brothers, that they would have understood and respected, because it's Bnei Rachel. Over it's Mikol Echav. He likes Yosef even more than Binyamin. My high. That's a din in Yosef already. That's not a din in Ben Rachel. That's already the Kepeda. So Vayisnu Yosef. We explained that the Vikuach of Yosef, we explained before, out there of the Precious Rachel, but more up the Indian of Soid and Bedrush, there's an Indian to understand. Avraham Avinu was Midat HaChesed. Emet had a Yishmol also, which we spoke in the previous parashas. Yishmol is Chesed, is Arayis, Chesed who? Yishmol is the Psoilus of Chesed. Yitzchok then is Gvura, but he has an Esav. The Psoilus of Gvura is Esav, is Ritzicha. There's an Indian now that it's Titan Emes Liakif, Tiferet, it's the Tziruf of both, but maybe not. Maybe you need the Yisoy. The brothers are thinking that Yosef is once the Adam, just like Yishmol and Esav were not considered in the Cheshbon. That was the Shoyrish of the Vikuach between Yosef and the brothers. That's interesting. The Alsof starts with that. In the beginning it says Vayisnu Oisoy, and then it says Vayikanu Bayechov. So he says it's two different sugyas. First he tells them the first Chaloyim, and they thought the reason he's Choloming that they're bowing down to him is because that's what he thought of during the day. A Chaloyim is from their Hurim of the day. So they think that's what he's thinking. But then he had a second dream, and the second already Hashemesh v'hayoreach, which is even that Yaakov is bowing down. It couldn't be that even Yosef was thinking about such a thing during the day. This must be a real chaloyim. Now it's kina. Now this something's yesh dvarim over here. Yesh dvarim begoy. So first was sinna, and then it turned into kina. And there's also another nekuda why they were bothered. It's interesting. Yosef keeps on saying when he's describing the dream. Vihine al maluma vihine, it says vihine. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says vihine means it's very vivid. You know, a guy that has a dream sometimes what he thought about the day, it's very mavulbal. People are mavulbal. You think this thing, that thing, it's all a mix, a very funny story mixed in. When you have a vivid chaloyim, Yosef says, no, this was clear, it was crystal clear. Hine, it was exactly like this. That's a real chaloyim. That's something. Other than that, Shachar says, vihine is lashon of simcha. He brings rice. Vihine is lashon of simcha. He says, that's already a time. Mainly he's saying over his dream. And why is he saying it? He doesn't want to be kovish nevuasai. Other pshatim. Aber he's saying it with the simcha. Vayisnu oisi al chalimoisav on the etzim chalimis va'al devorov. On the way he's saying it over. Vihine. As of this mit as a simcha. Bezundere kpeda. That he was saying it with simcha. Why was he saying this? Why not? So the brothers attack him and they say, Hamolech tim loichaleinu im moshel tim shol banu. So if you do what the grow is mechalik between Moilich and Memshalah. Ki Lashem amlucha u'moishel agoy. Melech is when it's beratzoyim da'am. Moishel is when it's shaloi beratzoyim. Ki Lashem amlucha u'moishel bagoyim. Lo'osib lovi v'hoi Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. Everyone will be makar b'zeh. But the brothers are saying the monoshach. you're not going to be a melech because we don't want. And you think you're going to be able to be moishel, meaning they were saying on both accounts it won't be. Now the second chalav, v'hine ha-shemesh v'ayareach v'achadus ha-kechovim mishtachavim li. So the Mefarshim ask, the achadus ha-kechovim is the shmatim, the other brothers. And by the way, in the first reading, the aluma, the other brothers, were bowing down to Yosef's aluma. It was Tvua bowing down to Tvua. In the second dream, it was the Koichavim and the Shemesh Yireach bowing down to Yosef, not to his, I don't know how a Koichav bows, but whatever it was doing, it wasn't bowing to Yosef's Koichav, it was Yosef Alein. In the first Chaloim, Yosef also is Tvua. In the second Chaloim, it's Yosef Alein and the Koichavim bowing down to Yosef. Mishtachad Mli. Fregen the Mefarshim, Vidich and Hoysa, where was Dina? Last week we also had Chadasar Yolada. Where was Dina? So last week she was in a box. But where was she this week? Where was Dina? So there's a pshat. Yosef, we know, married Osnas, who was the daughter of Dina from Shechem. So Dina is his mother-in-law. Even in the dream, he's not bowing down to Dina.
She's not bowing down.
Even in the dream, she's not bowing down. So under on Hoga with the... You know, I once heard a pshat. It says that when Avraham Avinu went and took his all of Terach's Avodah, and he smashed it, and when he came, Terach asked him, he gave him a whole story, that Avodah Zarah came, they fought with each other, Gemach Tashpil. When Lavan is coming after his Trophim, and he asks Yaakov what it is, Yaakov tells him, let's see, Takatukic is going to die, let him say the Trophim went for a walk, they did, let him in the chat. Avraham, what it is with his father, this is the Shver. And it's an under on Hoga. Right. So they tell Yaakov, Amaru Chaya Ra Achalosu. A Chaya Ra. Rav says, because you have told him the truth, that would have even hurt him more. It was better to say Chaya Ra Achalosu, that's going to bother him less than thinking what the brothers passed on him. Shteitach Viter, they put him down in the bar, Vahabor Reif, Ein Boy Mayim. Mayim Ein Boy. Avon Mechoshim Vakrovim Yesh Boy. Ain boy is Rosh Tevis, Abel Nechoshim from Yeshboy. And that's a big yisoid. Ain Mayim El Torah. A person has to be mamali himself, and there's no parif. Especially in this door, but it's always been a zoy, and it's just all the more. Others mirzich mamali mit Mayim, and if not, it's going to be Nechoshim Vakrovim Yeshboy. There's no halal rik, there's no vacuum. It's going to be Mayim, Kuloi Mole, Mayim El Torah, Unoib Nisht. There's no in between. Now the brothers are having a shach lekari with him. Ma betza kinara yesachinu v'chisinu esdom. He's up to base levi married the gazach. There's two reasons why the emissary were passing like a bezin. Two reasons why you're supposed to punish. Nekama. Sometimes an oynish is an inyan of nekama. And another aspect of oynish is l'man yishmu v'yiro. Now the cloud is like this, Zokta Beis Alei. Nekama, nish to a brother. To a brother you don't do nekama. Whatever reason, you want to be noikam and somebody, nish to a brother. But if the Indian of Oynish is Laman Yishmu V'Yiro, then think Kal V'Chomer, all the more so to a brother. Wow, Laman Yishmu V'Yiro, to their brother they did that. Oh, Laman Yishmu V'Yiro is even more so by a brother. Of Nekama Nish. Zokta, they stick like this. Betza, kinareg es ochinu, b'chisinu es domi. We're going to do it to our brother, but then we're going to have to hide the fact that we did it. Mamonashach. Nekama is nishdat to our brother. Elamai laman yishmi viro. Chisinu es domi. We're going to have to hide the fact that we did it. So there's not going to be laman yishmi viro. So mamonashach. It's not going to give him the einish. What are we going to gain? Now another shot is ma betza. Betza. We know that the obvious woman is shachris, mincha and mayriv. Avram. The second letter of Avram is beid, is boiker. Yitzchak. The second letter of Yitzchak is tzaharayim. And Yaakov, the second letter of Yaakov, is Arvis. Betza, Boiker Tzaharayim Arvis, or Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Ma Betza, with Tfilo, if we're going to be so nichshel in Poigim, in Ben Adam Lechaveroi, what we're doing to our brother, what is going to be moil the Tfilois? It's a big yisoid. A person is not supposed to lostich, not from Ben Adam Lamok, not from Adam Lechaveroi. Ma Betza, what's the purpose of Betza? If we're going to do this to our brother, Ben Adam L'chaver and Ben Adam L'mokin goes together. Now Reuben comes back. Ayala Dayenu va'ani ona ani bo. So there's a medrash plia va'ani ona ani bo. Reuven is suddenly saying, what's going to be now with Maisa Bilam? And the Mefarshim Shtel, what's the connection that Yosef is gone, that he's worried now about Maisa Bilam? So the Haflos says a pshat that the Emes Reuven was always misnaching that he's not going to be Nenash on Maisa Bilam because he was Pachas Mi Ben Esrim. And he thought that in Cheshboin Yisrael, he's not going to be Nenash because he was Pachas Mi Ben Esrim. But now that he sees that Yosef, who was Pachas Mi Ben Esrim, was Nenash, now he's worried what's going to be with Maisa Bilam. Another pshat is that the Emes Reuven was worried after maybe he's ousted from the Shvatim. Demis, that's what the pasuk says. That same pasuk, it's a pasuk, the emes pasuk. After the ma'aser bilah did, vayiu b'nei yakov shneimus. It's becoming, the Torah is being made, and he is part of the shvat. But Reuven was worried. Reuven was worried. Maybe he's not. Maybe taka the ma'aser bilah took him out. What was misnachim Reuven? Because he saw the kachavim. He saw the chaloimis. He heard the chaloimis. The charos hakechalumois. Right. He knew it wasn't Dina. So he knows he's in. This was a big nechama. Yosef's chaloimis was his nechama that he's still by Yubinakish name. But now that Yosef was killed, there's not going to be a chaloimis. He doesn't know what the chaloimis. That's choizer of Ayra now. He's worried. What's going to be? Like he originally had thought that maybe Asmai Sabila he's going to be Nanash. It was the chaloimis of Yosef that was matzel. You have the sugya of Yehuda and Tamar. I think a sugya. It's a big shaila if this was real Yibam or not real Yibam. It's Yidua the Rambam. In Yivamis, we go more barichas into the Yivamis, take a chelik of it. But the Yidua Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says that Avraham Avinu was Misakin Shachris and Milo. Yitzchak was Misakin Mincha and Maisris, Yaakov, Giranoshe, and. And then he goes on, Amram was Moisef Mitzvah, until Moshe was Mashlam, everything. There's a girsa in the Medrash, which the Rambam does not bring, that after it says Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, it says Yehuda was Misakin Yibum. The Rambam does not bring. And this is Negeya, it's Negeya to the, it's Negeya to the Shiloh, whether the Yibum of over here of Yehuda is a Yibum of Koyde Matan Torah, or it's Haka Yivamistik Yibum. Yes, but the Arichas Dvarim. In the sugis and yivamis stuff, hey, the Gemara says a pirch over there. It's koy the matan Torah. Yibum is also koy the matan Torah. Lefiza, you have to know whether of this yibum was. Vayhi Hashem es Yosef. Later on, vayhi ish matzliach. He was down by the base adoyin of Hamitzri. First of all, Tamar de Gazach. Yosef is called ish matzliach. Not when he was sitting and learning Ben Zakun and Kol Rosh Torah from his father. Where is he? Matzliach. When he's Oymid Ben Esoy now, he's in the Nidrus de Gematav and he's in Mitzrayim by Beis Paitifar. Over there, by He Hashem Es Yosef, by He Ish Matzliach. The person has to know. Afilu Ba'astara, Toicha Astara, Gam Shom. HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Then he's Ish Matzliach. That's Ba'atzlacha. Now it's interesting, by He Hashem Es Yosef, Yosef is Gematria 156. That's times the Shem Avayah. Yaakov is 182. That's seven times the Shem Havayah. Vayhi Hashem es Yosef. Vayhi Havayah es Yosef. Yosef was Moisef on himself one more Shem Havayah. He got to the Bechina of Yaakov. And that was the most Biyuknoi that he saw in the Chaloyim. Some say he saw his own reflection, but there's a pshat that no, he spelled it to Yaakov. Because Vayhi Havayah es Yosef. He was Moisef that Shem Havayah. Yosef is six times Shem Havayah. He has one more Shem Havayah. Now it's talking the Gematria of Yaakov. Yaakov Yosef together is 13 Shem Havayah. That's already. There's an interesting kesha. The sugya of Tamar, and you have the sugya of Eishes Paitifar. There's something in common with Tamar and Eishes Paitifar. They both wanted Be'etzem to be Meschaber Tzedekah. They wanted a kesha with Shiftekah. And look what happens to Tamar. From there, everything comes. Mashiach David, the Mashiach comes. And from Eishes Paitifar, garnished. They both. By Eishes Petifer also, there was in Yonan this governor. She wanted to be Meschaber to Yosef. She wanted to be Meschaber to Yosef. There was a Chibur over here. The difference is, in the Be'aveiro, we spoke before, Ma Betha. You can't just Ben Adam Lamokin. Tamar, when Lamaisa came, pushed the shock to the Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. So she didn't shepherd. And Eishes Petifer, look what happened. Fakeh. She turned the tables on him and gets him in trouble. That's the difference. They both wanted to scab in Lashem Shamayim. They wanted to be Nizavik to the shift they caught. In Ruchnius. Or you can't lust up with the Chaveri aspect of it. It's interesting. Yosef says, Einani, he's telling him he doesn't want, Einani, Godel, Babayas, Hazeh, Ve'eich e'eseh haro ha'godol hazeh. Eich e'eseh. Sukkar asks, he says, eich e'eseh, she's suggesting that the Jews, they should do something together. It should be eich na'aseh es ha'davar hazeh. He's talking to her. And he says, eich e'eseh es ha'davar hazeh. So he says, he didn't want to be nesiyachet imo, achivu b'divor. It's an interesting lesson. It says by Hashrosh Hashchina, nesiyachet imo ha'divor. It says over here, he didn't want to be coiled together with her, afil lehisyachet imo b'divor. Even in the talking, he didn't want to say na'aseh. Loyal lehisyachet imo, afil b'divor. Now we said, Yosef sees the musk yukna shall ovev in the chaloyin, either we saw his own reflection, or we saw before pshat, he saw the musk of Yaakov. The Gemara says in Sota, that the emeth, Yaakov comes and gives him a musk shmuz, and Yaakov says, your name is on the shvatim, with the avnei ha'efoid, and the avnei ha'choshen. If you do this chet, you're going to be ousted from being in the shvatim, and you're going to be called a roya zoinois, shenemar v'roya zoinois ya'abed hoin. That's what you want? So the Chacham Sofer says, Amor de Kipshat. Gemara says in Soita that the six names of the Shvatim were on one of the Avnei Eifed, the Eshmois Hashisha Hanisarim were on the other Evan. There's a machloikas which Shvatim were on which stone. It comes at various. But the Indian is that on each stone there was 25 letters. If you make a cheshbon, the names of the Shvatim, there's 50 letters altogether. You have to know if the Yomans with an extra Yud, then if Zvulun's with an extra Vav, and Yisachar with the extra Sin, you have to work out if it's 50 letters. Now the Gemara asks, according to the way it's going, there's only 49 letters. So the Gemara says, no, it says Yehoisif. Eidus be Yehoisif. There's an extra hay in Yosef, in the Avnei Eifed. Now interesting, in the Avnei Choshen also, we know that the Avnei Choshen lit up Ruach HaKodesh and said the names of a message what Hashem wanted to send. Now the Gemara asks in Yuma that you don't have all the letters of the Shvatim. It's missing a Tzaddik. There's no Tzaddik anywhere in the names of the Shvatim. No Tzaddik. So the Gemara says, yeah, it also said Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Correct, the Gemara, yeah, but there's still no. So the Gemara, it also said Shivtei Yeshurun. Shivtei Yeshurun. So first it asks, there's no Tzaddik. And it says Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Then it says, but there's no Shivtei Yeshurun. It might sound like this. Where did it say Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shivtei Yeshurun? The Rambam says on Reuven's stone, it said Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Actually, the Rambam writes Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. I'm not sure if it said Vov. The Rambam says Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. I don't know if it said Vov on the V'Yaakov. But and on the stone of Binyamin, it said Shiftei Yeshurun. But most Rishonim learn out like the Rambam, learned that each one of the Avnei HaChoshen had six letters. And the Moshe by Reuven, it said Reuven Aleph of Avram, Shimon Beis of Avram, Levi Rehom of Avraham, and onwards. And Binyamin, which had six letters, is an extra year there. So the Vav Nun of Yeshurun was by Yosef. So Yosef's stone had a Vav and a Nun. On the Ephod, Yosef got an extra Hay. Avnei HaChoshen, he had the Vav Nun of the Yeshurun. That's Hoin. Hey, Vav Nun. Yaakov is telling him, if you're going to lose that and you're not going to be on the Avonim, V'roya Zoynois Ya'aved Hoin. You're going to lose the Hay of Yeshurun. You're going to lose the Vav Nun of Yeshurun. That's what you're going to lose. You're going to lose the Hoin. But the end is like this. The Gemara asked, where's the Tzaddik? It said Yitzchak and Yaakov. Because there was no tzaddik in the names of the Shvatim. Rabbi said, there's less in the names of the Shvatim either. And there's no kuf in the names of the Shvatim. And Yitzchok answers for all of those. But why did the Gemara originally only ask from the tzaddik? And not from the tes, or the ches? Here's the Chasam Sofer. Originally, it says in the Pasuk, V'ha'avonim ti'al shmois b'nei Yisrael, it said the names of the stones on the Avonim. It said, Oidem, Pitedo, Varekes. And Pitedo has a tes, and Achlome has a ches, and Varekes has a kuf, and the only letter missing with the Shvatim and the Avonim is a tzaddik. Where's the tzaddik? So the Gemara, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. But now that it says Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the Avos are called Avonim. They're the Avnei of Klal Yisrael. You do not anymore have to say that it said the names of the Avonim. Not necessary. So the Gemara, fine, but where's the tes? Told me you had Pitedo, but where's the tes? So the Gemara, Shiftei Yeshurun. Comes Yaakov now, and he's telling Yosef, right, you want to learn, Abed Hoin? Why is Yaakov so worried? Because the only place where it says Samach is in Yosef. The only place. If Yosef be taken out, then they're going to have to put the names of the Avonim back in. Sapir. So Yaakov has an idea. He's going to be taken out of the Avonim. Hare, if Yosef is taken out of the Avonim and there's no Samach anymore, we go back to the other chat that the names of the Avonim are on the Avonim. So Yaakov has an egiyah here that Yosef should stay on the stone So Yaakov should stay on
this.
What would be with the tzaddik? You have Yitzchak. Yeah, that's another shot. That was a different shot. Going back a little bit to the Mice of Tamar for a minute, it says over there, Vayihi kimishlosh chadoshim, it was 3 months later, Vayagid liYehuda, Zonsa Tamar kalasecha, suddenly Yehuda got a message that Tamar, his daughter-in-law, did znus. Vegam hinei horol is nunim. Vayehuda, I see you obviously sorry. The Bat Ayin says, Amoyer de Kipshat. Chanukah. Oh, he's spilling the beans. Chanukah. Vayikim Shlosh, it's been 3 years since the Yom Leirom of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The emphasis we say on Yom Kippur, may Erev, Ad Erev, Ad 74, the 74 nights from Leil Yom Kippur till the first night of Chanukah. Ad Erev, Ad Erev. Over to Kamath 3 months later. Vayuga for Yehuda, Yehuda's the Rabbi Nishloi, Lem Yutke Vavke, Zonsa Tomar Kalosecha. Your Tomar, your Klal Yisrael, they didn't know us, Vagam Harul is no. Vayomer Yehuda, the Rabbani Shalom says, like you obviously sorry, forget it, clear, destroy them. But then she says, the Klal Yisrael says, Haker no, lemi achoisemes v'apsilos, the psichanaka, the choisemes of the Kohen Gadol. Vayaker Yehuda, the Rabbani Shalom is makar by this. Vayomer Tzotko mimeni, al kein lein esati el eshe lebeni, it's only because I didn't bring them Mashiach. If I would have brought them Mashiach, it wouldn't be such a tzorah. Vayosef oy ledata, and the Ebrist is mescharet, and he says that he's yegan if he makar them. In a different nusach, it's also the pshat is that he asks for the Gedi Ha'izim. The Gedi Ha'izim is the carbon Pesach, which represents the Beis Hamikdash. But then Tamar asks, but what's going to be the Eirovein Ad Sholchecha? You're telling me there's eventually going to be the Beis Hamikdash with the Karbonis and the carbon Pesach. But what's going to be the Eirovein until then? Vayoy, vatoymer, choysom cholecha, chanaka, umatcho asher b'yadecha. Matcho is by the Melchemes Amalek, was with a matcho, Purim. What's going to hold us out through the Golas till we get to the Geula? Of the Hashlam of Gula Pesach, Choisomcha Umatcha, the Chanukah and the Purim is what lights us up till then, and that's how we're able to survive until then in the Gulas. Chanukah is a Yom Tov that's in 2 months. All the other Yomim Tovim are in a specific Chodesh. Sukkot is in Tishrei, Pesach is in Nisan. Chanukah is Hischel B'Kislev, but it's Mamshech into Tevis. Could be because there has to be a Rosh Chodesh in Chanukah. One of the things the Yevonim wanted to go against was Chodesh, because Chodesh was represented by Bezdin, that they were able to be the Kaveh, the Chadosh, and it's a Pel de Kazach, how down here, we're Kaveh, Himmel de Kazach, and Abhal de Chadosh, and Shtel Tzachoyz, and that's what Yevonim wanted to chepa with, so we have to have a Rosh Chodesh in Chanukah. But there's an issue, so the Torah brings down in Hilchus Rosh Chodesh and Simon Top Yudzayim, B'Shem his brother, Rabbeinu Yehuda, that every one of the Chadoshim is connected a different Shevet. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is connected to Shogolim. Avram is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, Yaakov is Sukkos, Yaakov Nasu Sukkosva. And the Yud Beis Shvatim is connected, the Yud Beis Chadoshim. Which Shevet is connected, which Chodesh? There's a lengthy discussion in various Sfarim. Based on all the different Sfarim, Yosef Kamat comes out to be in every one of the Chadoshim. Yosef, all the Chadoshim is Yosef. And it's not Bechina because Yosef was a Shoyham, Tarshish Shoyham V'yoshva. The Avnei Ephoid, which had all 12 Shvatim, were Avnei Shoyham. Yosef is Meshav Shaykhim to all 12. The Evan Sham of Yosef was also the Avnei Shoyham. The Avnei Ephoid were Shoyham. Avnei Shoyham were on the Ephoid. And it's also one of the 12 stones. It was Yosef's stone, the Shoyham. Come out like all the Rishon. So Machlokes had a stone to set up, but Yosef is Shoyham. Yosef is all the Shvatim. So there's different Shvatim though, but one of the basic Mahalchim, Kislev is God. And Tevis is Osher. Chanukah has facets. The Nisan HaMelchama is God. God Gedud Yigudenu V'hu Yogad Okev. V'hu Yogad Okev. And God is Gematria 7. And 7 Teva before Shmoyne. And that's God. That's one aspect of Chanukah. But then we move on and we get to the other half of Osher. May Osher Shmein Olachmoy represents the nace of the Shemen, and that's the nace that's Shaloi Kederach HaTeva. Because if 7, God is 7, that's Kederach HaTeva, Osher is 501. 501 is Shaloi Kederach. Pru Revu is 500. Shakai, the name Shin, Dalet, and Yud, the letters, if you spell it out, Shin, Yud, Nun, Dalet, Lanatov, the hidden letters, Tosfos brings the Chagiga after the book, the hidden letters, Shakai, up in the Tosfos, is 500. Sha'amar lo'i lo'i dad. Teva is 500. Then there's 501. The Tzachadash Be'achav is Gemara 501. But that's a Ravoin. Ad Shalchecha, we'll talk about that closer to Nisan. But that's also 501. 501 is the Lamala Midera Chatev. Chanukah has both aspects. The God Gedulenu and the Me'eber L'Derech HaTeva. Now Chanukah is the union of the Neis of Shaloi K'Derech Teva. L'gabi the Avoida of Chanukah, of course, is Yemei Simcha L'Hoidus U'L'Halo with the Hadlaka. But the Avoida that a person has in Chanukah has to be that he has to make a Neis. Every person has to make a Neis. What does it mean, a Neis? A Neis means you go beyond what you think you can do, beyond what you're capable doing, because that's what you think, and going beyond that. And then you'll be able to go beyond that, and that's what you'll be able to think you can do. That's what the inyan of going and making a nace is. Pirsume nisa. But it comes from the pnimius, not from the chitzonius. The pnimius of a person, from a hachlota, he can come to make a nace and go beyond his teva. The Rambam writes that Chanukah is yimei simcha, v'halel lahidos, the oilam, the Gemara says, it's lahidos v'halel. The Rambam says it's yimei simcha, v'halel, he doesn't say lahoidos. So Pashtus, the hadloka is the lahoidos. But where does the simcha come from? The simcha comes from, and this is especially in our generation, but it's always true, but it's the zunder person has to work on this. There's so many mafriim, chitoniyistika mafriim. And we can talk about it, don't do this, and don't touch this, and don't have this, and don't. That's not the nakuda. The nakuda is a person has to build up his pnimius. The nakuda of the oyer, that's the pintel yud, the nakuda that sparks up, that's in the pnimius of a person. From chitzonius, a person will be besimcha, he will be, I don't want to say where he's going to be, he's not going to be besimcha. The simcha comes from building up your oylam hapnimi. When a be'emes lights up his oylam hapnimi, and be'emes has a geshmak in Rabbi Kamaisa and Rabbi Basraisa, and it means, or Tokvei Koyin, it means something. It lights up for him. That's the emes does it for him. That's when he's able to. That's his lighting up of Chanukah. That's his yimei simcha. That's from where will come simcha. And that's how a person is able to make it, because if he takes that, he's able to go beyond and come to musavim that he never thought he had. That's what it means to stolen zechut to Chanukah.